Praise the Lord. I'm speaking this morning on the place of healing in evangelism. Place of healing in evangelism. Healing simply refers to the art of using divine power to restore health. The art of using divine power to restore health in this context. As Pastor Joe has taught us this morning, evangelism is the art of preaching with the aim of turning unbelievers to become a believer. Anytime you are preaching to somebody, it's not to impress. There's something at the back of your mind. You want the person to become converted. Am I correct? You are not there to argue with them. You're not there to show them that you know the scripture very well, but you are aiming at conviction. Hallelujah. And that's what Christ asked us to do. While he was living, he gave us the Great Commission, what we call the Great Commission. And it's in threefolds. For he told us to go and preach the gospel in Mark chapter 16. And he said, whosoever that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Amen? Now, after just preaching, we went further, as Pastor Joe explained to us this morning. In Matthew chapter 28 from verse 15, and I began to say, they teaching them to observe all that have what? That have taught you. Hallelujah. But it didn't just end there. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus Christ now begin to speak further. He now said that ye shall receive what? Power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. See, and you shall be what? Witnesses unto me. You shall become witness unto me. In other words, you will not only carry a message, you will carry a message that represents me, that shows that you were there when I rose, that demonstrates clearly that I rose from the dead, because the thing that I was doing when I was alive will still be happening with you. When they say you are a witness, that means you have a token of evidence. Are you getting it? No witness that they call a witness in court. The reason why you're a witness, because you have what? Evidence. Yes, you have evidence. So Jesus said, and ye shall be what? Witnesses unto me. He said, both in what? In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The gospel is not meant to be only explained. It is meant to be demonstrated. Are we together? I said the gospel is packaged not only to be explained, but it's packaged in such a way that it should be demonstrated. The Bible says, test and see that the Lord is good. It can be tested that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. So, we must, as people, we must, Scripture says, contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. We must contend that the original content of the gospel must be preserved. It must not be watered down. Amen. When God things begin to happen and God is involved working in a place or with a people or in a generation, you will see there will be true spirituality. There will be a return back to true spirituality. True spirituality. That's what you will see, number one. Number two, you will see a high demonstration of signs and wonders. Otherwise, it's not God. In Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. No, please. 8 verse 1, sorry.
And it came to pass after that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and doing what? Showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God carries some glad tidings. It's not only preaching that it contains. There are other things that follow the kingdom of God. So he came to every village and preaching what? The kingdom of God. Showing, preaching and showing them the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. So Jesus was not only preaching, he was also doing what? Showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. He was showing it. He was showing it. And you know that Jesus Christ did not only come as a Messiah. He did not only, his intention of coming was not just only to die, to save us. He was also to make some corrections about the perception that they've had about God. In the past, they were not correct. Are you getting it now? He came to bring some corrections because the prophet did not know God accurately. So there were gaps in their understanding. So he did not only come to demonstrate, to die for us, he also came to bring about some correction so that we can understand. Praise the Lord. If you read the Bible, you would think that God is weak in the life of some men. You would think that some people can fall into sin. That is it possible to know? Because you will see those things in the life of the prophets that have come before. You could see some of them die out of sickness. So with that, if that's the only picture that you have, you would think that that is how God is. But he came as a Christ. The Bible says that in him was no sin. Are you getting it? If there was nothing that could not be done that God cannot do in the life of Jesus, you are correct that God is limited. But if you look at him and there was nothing God did not do in his life, then know that God is absolutely unlimited. And even to you, was God all powerful in the life of Jesus? What's the answer? Yes. Hallelujah. The whole world gang up against him, didn't make anything. Didn't make any what? The wickedness of the wicked did not affect him. On the third day, he still rose. Are we together? Proving to us that God is truly all powerful. Was God all knowing in the life of Jesus? Yes, all knowing. Beginning from when he was born, Herod, Satan was confused in Herod. He went to kill the wrong people. He escaped every plan of the government of the day. And the Bible said that all that saw the young child alive, they are dead. Oh, how many? Oh, I saw the young child. Are you getting it? So he came to purify the message that was given to us. Say, I came here of my own accord. Pilate, I came here. You will have no such power over me. Pilate looked at him and said, what kind of man is this? Say, what is truth? He preached. The Bible says he witnessed a good confession before what? Before Pilate. He convinced. Pilate gave his heart to Christ. He didn't want to kill him. That was the Bible. Pilate gave his heart to Christ. His wife came, please, be careful with this man. What I saw this night. Be careful with what? And Pilate, immediately he noted that Pilate wanted to release him by all means. He kept quiet. He was not talking again. Right. He kept quiet. He didn't talk again. He asked him questions. Because Pilate wanted to release him. Who before Pilate what? Yes, his confession was accurate. Amen? So Jesus came to show us what is perfect. So to bring order. To bring what? Order. What is perfect? Say, God who has in time past spoke unto our fathers through the prophet, through diverse matter, and in this last day what? Spoken unto us through his word, through his son. Praise the Lord. So we must maintain the purity of the message that is given to us, not to allow it to go down. Not to go down. Can I tell you something? It is not charity that will save the world, no matter how good charity is. There's a need for the power of God. You can't call people that are serving idols to come and serve God with grammar. As good as doing well, doing good things for people, it's more than that, though. The gospel contains those charity works, but there is an engine. That is what? Engine. Hallelujah. Now look at the master's instruction to us in Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. Look at his story. This was his first act. When we begin to assemble the people that will soon, the disciples that will soon become apostles. We can look at it a little bit from verse 1 for context's sake. Context's sake. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples. Meanwhile, before I proceed, please understand that the revival of the last days is going to incorporate all that has been revealed to us in the scriptures. You are not going to only see Elijah, you will see Joseph, you will see Daniel, you will see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Are you getting it? Their own form of evangelism, you see it. What do you call this thing that because of the act of some men, the king now came and gave order that nobody should mention any other god in the whole realms that he was in charge of, except the god of what? Shadrach, Meshach, and please, what do you call that? Say so winning. Say evangelism. In all the realms, there will be Esther. There will be what? Esther. So we just begin to take our place. The scripture began to speak to us in Joel about the end time. Everyone walking on his word, the place where God has placed him. Everyone, no one breaking the ranks, but focusing on where God has what has placed him, and the army just keep on moving forward, marching forward. Amen. Let's look at what Jesus said here as he began to assemble the first people. Say, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, what were they called here? What are they called here? Disciples. Praise the Lord. You know, we convert unbelievers to what? To believers. When you see an unbeliever, the greatest thing you can do to that person is to preach. It's not to give him money. So do what? The greatest thing is to preach. The message of God to an unbeliever is to be born again. No other message is bigger than that. That nothing else that you do that will be sufficient. You still fall short. So when you see an unbeliever, you know your assignment. When you see what? You know your assignment. So he called 12. Now, so from unbeliever, they will become what? Believers. From believers, when they now enter into discipleship, they will now call what? Disciples. Then from disciples, they now you can now diverse to specifics. Okay, and he called unto them his 12 disciples, and he gave them what? Power. What did he give to them?
Power.
What you? Jesus Christ, he is the master. He's the what? He called them and gave them what?
Power.
Against what? Unclean spirits. To cast them what? Out. And to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of what? Disease. Any gospel that does not capture this will not reveal the glory of God. Any gospel that is just filled with words. Paul said, we have not come with words only, But with demonstration of the Spirit, with demonstration of what? Our gospel to you, O Thessalonians, was not in word, in word only. So it is an error to only go with word. It's what? An error. Anytime you know you are going, you are only going with words, you are operating an error. You are reducing the thing. It's not weighty the way it's supposed to be. So with our gospel was not in word, in words only. So, verse 2. Look at what is now the names of the 12 apostles are these. So, once he commissioned them, they became apostles. The first, Simon, which is called what? And Andrew, his what? Brother James, the son of what? Zebedee, and John, his what? Verse 3. Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, Lebius, whose surname was Thaddeus. Okay? Simon the Canaanite and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed them. Now look at what he from verse 5 now. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritan, enter ye not. Look at verse 6 now. But go rather to the lordship of the house of Israel. Go ahead. And as ye go, preach. Do what?
Preach.
Saying, the kingdom of heaven is what? At hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 8. He, the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Are you seeing that? Everything is captured here. Someone, our pastor was speaking to us yesterday, that whenever you see that you need to pay consultation to receive miracle, that is something already wrong. Because freely you have what? Received. Freely what? Nobody pay money to receive anything from God. You don't pay. Nobody ever paid anything. If you say you fasted, other people have fasted more than you, they didn't get anything. If you say you have prayed, others have prayed harder than you, they didn't get anything. So, when I'm going to do what? Not only to preach, I'm going to do what? To heal. And to do what? To cleanse the lepers. Raise the what? The dead. When you go out, when they say somebody have died, go to also and preach to the dead. Forget about how the person will wake up. Go and preach to the dead. The gospel to the dead is wake up in Jesus' name. That's the gospel to the what? To the dead. Are we together? Whenever you are preaching and you hear that somebody have died and people are crying, don't wait for them to invite you. Carry your Bible. Say, man of God has come. Do you hear what I'm telling you? The first time you will pray, nothing will happen. Nothing might. It might. Nothing might happen. But if you persist, something will happen. I remember when the Lord instructed me in 2020. Pastor just left Port Harcourt. He went to Jos, I think, for youth service. So by that time, we're already going for evangelism. So now that he had left, so the Lord now spoke to me. That thing he was doing, start going to the rural villages now. And this was during heavy rainy season. Heavy what? And I know we are doing that crusade in playground, open ground. So I now know that since he said it was the same thing, so I now started doing in open ground. Raining season. As I saw my feet that time, I'm praying. My brethren are running around trying to, I'm praying, rain shall not fall. Sometimes rain will not fall. Sometimes will go, rain will beat me. I'll be preaching under. I've been what? Pretty hot with few people. Some people will preach, this young man that is so zealous. Some people will still gather under rain. Do you know after a while, if I do hand like this, rain will stop. Afterward, if I do hand like this, rain will do what? Stop. You know, now I do it with guy, but you don't know how it came. I'll do it with what? When that anointing come upon me, you know, I know how to do guy. I will do guy with the power of God very, very well. I want to show you that there is a. I say, look now, this rain will not fall. You see, I'm holding it now. Watch. I'm holding it what? Something is really on my head as I'm talking like that. But it came, didn't it? It came through under rain. Not this way you pray, well, hey, nothing happened. Nothing will happen.
See, I don't want them to laugh at me.
Okay, they do not laugh at you. Okay, now. They do not do what? What if nothing happened? What if something happened? See, the God life is supposed to be a practice. It doesn't come down on you, Hrusa. Supposed to be what? Practice. You will pray, the thing will not work, but something has happened to you. One day, enter mortuary to go and pray for people. All the faith you think that you have will first of all die. Are you getting it? All the faith, the high faith you think you have, will first of all die. Sometimes you might not see that, not be wondering and not be thinking about your life when you see what is happening there. Praise the Lord. It's a good experience for the spiritual growth. Think these things are practice. They are what? Yesterday, while we were having class here, I called somebody that was having a pain, and I wanted to demonstrate. I prayed instant, and the person got healed. Before, I cannot do that one. Before, I cannot do what? If you want to, if you think that it is easy, try it. Try it. Just cause the person will tell you that the thing is increasing. Pastor, the thing is increasing. Praise the Lord. It didn't just come with sight. It came by what? Practice. Came by practice. Say somebody have died. Enter there. Say, oh God of heaven. Even if you involve, you spend 3 hours and the person did not wake up, something has happened inside of you. Something is happening. There's something you are waking up. Are we together? Praise the Lord. I still remember the first time I prayed for somebody, somebody fell under anointing. It was a Idodo Amechi Idodo. Yes. We went to, Pastor carried us from University of Port Harcourt then, and we went there to for evangelism. While we are there, the first time, that was in 2001 or 2002, and I did hand like this. Somebody now fell on my back. Wow, that day, chai, 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 chai. Power. Praise the Lord, though. I didn't know, I have not even seen anything. I said, power, power. That is how some of us behave. You understand me? God is just starting with you with small things. Say, no, now, you know, the anointing of me is more than the general overseer. Yeah, you know, it's more than. But now, it's general overseer. Amen. You saw those men that only the small anointing from Moses fell upon, the way they were prophesying in the camp. Eh? Those 70 men, something just took from Moses and entered them. Look at how they were shaking. If you had that, you say, these were the people that were really anointed. But the person that the thing came out from was camp. Was calm like this. Are we together? So when power come on, you just cool down. That one is to test you so that your body can get adjusted. Say the way they're moving me. That one is just to set so that your system can, so that it can take more. You can do what? Can take. It's not like that. That one is just to adjust you. When your vessel increase. That's why there is no need to be proud in this kingdom. What do you have, you didn't receive from God. And what you think you have, other people have it strong. Yet they are still very, very calm. Are we together? We must go back to original spirituality. The way the gospel say earnestly contend. Do you know what it means to contend? That means there will be opposition to your faith. Say, earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Do you know what Paul said? He said, the gospel that was preached to me, according to the scripture, how Jesus had died, and that he was buried, and that God raised him up from the dead on the third day. And the same thing I witnessed to you. Say, oh, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Is it a strange thing that I should say that a man rose from the dead? Praise the Lord. We must be very careful so that the message given to us is not corrupted. It's not what? Corrupted. Please. God is bigger than what you think. God is not a man. He only became a man for our salvation. He's not what? He's bigger than us. So, and he made us like him. So we must begin to connect. Leave our weakness. There's a treasure. Though it's an earthen vessel, but that treasure is not earthen. Praise the Lord. So the God we serve is a God of signs and wonders. He meant that the gospel should not only be preached, but that it should be demonstrated. It should be what? Demonstrated. He said, as you preach, tell them the kingdom of God is at hand. But don't stop there. Tell them what the kingdom of God contains. Though it contains salvation, it also contains healing for your body. Heal the sick, cast out devils. There is no advice you can give somebody that is possessed of devils. They don't took injection in the hospital. You understand? There's no advice. Somebody that Satan is living inside, you cast it out. There's only one prescription. Cast it out. Prescription. Praise the Lord. So, you must make up your mind. I must return back to original word, true spirituality. I must return back. And in returning back to true spirituality, one, you have to recognize the message that has been committed to you and is a message that is characterized with what? With true salvation, genuine salvation, but also with what? With signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Don't allow yourself to be deceived. Don't use your weakness to explain God. Don't use your work. Your lack of faith. Learn. If you try, it doesn't work. Go back. Do what? Go back. The prophet were doing some certain things. There were some miracles. But when Jesus Christ came, he came and put them on a very plane that is palpable and recognizable. You know, God multiplied bread to come from heaven for how many years? 40 years, and they were eating. So the people have not seen something. So when Jesus can say, okay, he did not allow it to. He collected bread and multiplied it in their front and repeated it again. Moses divided the Red Sea, wonderful, but he was crying, he was sweating when he did it. So Jesus came. What did he do? He walked on the water. He did not play. Don't think that, hey, our father did miracle then. There are people who should believe. They are not reading that your books that you have read, where our fathers did the miracle. The miracle they want to see is us now. It's only you that know that Catherine Kuma was doing miracle. It's only you that know that Alexander Dowie was doing what? Miracle. They don't know that one. Hallelujah. So Jesus demonstrated clear sign and wonder in his ministry. Okay, a child died 12 years. He kept quiet. He went to raise the child. They might be giving some story. Maybe he was just in coma. He just fainted. It's okay. Okay. This one now died, Lazarus. He now waited for how many days? Jesus carried with the issue of signs and wonder, he did not joke. He did not what? Joke. Because he needed to validate his ministry as his Messiah. And the people now said, when the Messiah will come, will you do greater miracle than this one? You do the miracle than this. Even when he was getting to be crucified, one man carried, that scripture challenged me. It challenged me. As a medical doctor, that scripture can challenge you. Someone carry knife and cut off somebody's ear. Jesus Christ did not call for first aid. He didn't call for suture to suture ear. He just carried the ear and put here and say, "Come back." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you do that, if we do that kind of a thing now, no, there is a way the power of God that we need that need to be very, very clear. To a way that if you don't believe it, you have decided to go to hell. We must contend. We must do what? Please, what we have now, what you have now is not all that God can give. So no need to be contented. It's to be hungry. It's to be what?
Zeko palano sila tapaha. Zeke palano si. Leke palano.
I like what John said in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. I like what he said. Behold, what manner of love had the Father bestowed upon us? He said there is a special kind of love that the Father has what? Had bestowed on us. That he gave us something that is so precious. He said, what manner of love had the Father bestowed upon us? That we should be called what? The sons of God. What honor? What honor? What manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us? That we should be what? We should be called. The sons of God does not mean that God gave back to you. The sons of God means that God in the flesh. That was the son. That is the way from the old. That's the meaning. That's why they were able to say the Nebuchadnezzar say, "I see one like in the midst of the fire, like the Son of God. He looked like God in the world, in the flesh." And that was why they crucified Jesus. They didn't crucify Jesus when they crucified him because he said he was God. Read your Bible. Say, for a miracle we did not do in it, but you being a man, make it thyself, we have trouble with you. Because for us to perform miracles that are standing, we must believe that in reality we are actually sons of God. Though in 18 verses, we are sons of God. You say, that we should be called. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because he did what? It knew him not. The world knoweth us not. So I cannot go to anywhere to describe me, because the world knoweth us not, even as they do what? They knew him not. So now look at verse 2. He now went down. Beloved. Look at his word. Beloved. Now. Can somebody say now? Can somebody say now? Now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So the more we see him as he is, the more we demonstrate him as he is. Hallelujah. Can you say, I am a son of God? Can you say, I am a son of God? In spite of all your experiences, negative experiences that you've had, can you just say, can you believe God and to say, I am a son of God? Can you say, I am a son of God? Paul put it this way, I can do all things through Christ. That is a very high claim. Do you know all things? All things, you know all things, but he said that statement would have looked very, very arrogant if not for through Christ strengthened me. I can do how many things? All things. We must begin to believe back that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Now am I the Son of God. Hallelujah. I have his life in me. I have what? His life in me. Amen. The Son of God, nobody decides for the Son of God when he dies. He decides when he dies. See, this right have I received of my Father to lay my life down and to do what? And to take it up again. See, this right no one taketh away from me. These are the characters of the sons of God. Are we together? I think I have
many more few minutes? My time is almost going. Please, how do you activate this thing? Number one, Pastor Ak has already done the job. We must engage in what? Praying in the Spirit. That's what Jesus Christ used to do, to perform heavy miracles. And he showed it to us in Luke chapter 9, verse 29. He said, as he prayed, what happened to him? The fashion of his countenance was what? Was altered. So he was filled with glory. And so when he came down, everything was answering him. As he did what? As he prayed. So when we are speaking in tongues, we are being what? We are being altered. Remember that when Moses was transfigured in the Mount of Transfiguration, he did not see it. It was the people that saw it. So when you are praying like that, you don't need to see it. Demons will see it. Negative powers will see it as you are praying like that. Don't need to be checking your body. Say, as he did what? Pray. So if it was prayer that he prayed, that he was altered, as I'm also praying and being a... Is somebody getting me now? Please, this thing is faith. As you are praying, you are bringing change. Something is happening to you. Zako palanita, ziko palanata, leke palanosiata. You are generating spiritual power that will have practical application. Amen. Number two, recognize the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please recognize what? Some people, preaching is more important to them than the Holy Spirit. Preaching is what? They love preaching more than Holy Spirit. You are wrong. Because we are not only laborers, we are what? Co-laborers. We are not laborers. We are what? Co-laborers. Paul said, I beseech you therefore, as co-laborers together with him. So we are what? Co-laborers. So you must be conscious of your co-laborer. Co-laborer. So you become conscious of the Holy Spirit. You become conscious of the Holy Spirit. You become conscious of his person. Please don't seek just his power. Seek his person. Seek what? His person. Sometimes we neglect. Seek his person. Even in your place of prayer, say, Lord, I just want to thank you. You are the one that anoints. You are the one that open the scriptures. You are the one that impart faith. So your focus is on his person. It's on what? His person. But say, in the beginning, God. That word control everything. In the beginning, what? If you remove that word God, everything there is zero. In the beginning, God created what? So all the acts that we saw there, they were a function of what? God being what? Present. So, in your endeavor, recognize, please, and be conscious of him. Please, you can be alive and not conscious. Somebody that is sleeping, is he alive? Is he conscious? So the Holy Spirit can be in you, and you are not conscious of him. So recognize what? When you wake up in the morning, as you begin, let your mind be on him. As you are speaking in tongues, say, Lord, I love you. Ziko pala no siala. Ziko pala, I assess your wisdom. Thank you for what your eyes is on him. Something will begin to happen. Are we getting it? Now, we are going to do simple. We did an exercise yesterday. You just touch your body and then you get well. Because you are a son of God. Can I tell you something? And I'm going to close with it. The moment you receive the Holy Spirit, whether you like it or not, you are no longer ordinary. It's not a matter whether you like it or not. The moment the Holy Spirit enters you, you are no longer ordinary. You cease to be ordinary. Your word becomes powerful. Things you say have power. If you like, don't even believe. Just come and be saying something. Just come and be what? Don't try to believe it. Just be saying something. The thing has what? Power. Amen. Some of you use that power this morning. Don't come and say, don't follow me and say, Nigeria has scattered. No. Don't say so. We are the appearance of nations. We are what? Don't come and say so. Don't say so.
everything has gone bad, you are prophesying. God was teaching the prophet how to correct things that are bad. So he brought him to what? To a valley in Ezekiel chapter 7 that was full of what? Dry bones. And he wanted to show him how to say the right thing. He said, son, what are you saying? Son of man, what are you what? He's seeing. He said, a valley that is what? Feed of what? And they have been what? Very dry. That means the thing has continued for a long time. Very dry. He said, can this dry bone live? The man said, oh God, you know. He said, no, it's not on me. Say, son of man, do what? Prophesy. Are you getting it? Prophesy. Prophesy to your city. Prophesy to your business. Prophesy to your company. Give life to things. Be the factor why things work. Be the reason that when you come in, that thing work. The Bible says by experience, Laban discovered that God has blessed him through the presence of Jacob. By what? Experience. The thing that happened to Joseph in the house of Potiphar. Do what? Prophesy. Don't speak things in your. There are evils. People are carrying gun. Come out in the name of Jesus. This evil spirit carrying, I arrest you in Jesus' name. That is the power of what? Of sons. Are we getting it now? Don't follow people and say, well, that, oh, our economy has scattered. No. Don't say so. We are builders. Don't say so. Are you getting it? Say, all these men that have refused Nigeria to move forward, in the name of Jesus Christ, we retire you. We do what? We retire you. We don't give anything up. We retire you. No matter how dark it is, light is about in the corner. Is somebody hearing me now? Ziloko Palanusia. You came from a family wherever there have been darkness. Nobody has come up. He said, now light has come. Say, son of man, do what? Prophesy. Linoko Palaha. As he pointed at it and began to prophesy, something that was within him, that was around him all this while that he did not recognize, began to get activated. I said, bones began to come to their bones. Are you hearing me? Bones. You look at your family, nothing seemed to be happening. You stay. Linoko Palanasa. You begin to speak, they'll begin to join themselves. Please rise up on your feet. Son of man. Professor. Ziloko Palanos. Please hold on. There is somebody here. Satan is telling that sickness will kill you. I have come to tell you as a son of God that you will not die of that sickness. I want you to just have 1 minute. Focus now and just begin to prophesy. Begin to speak. Speak to your body. Speak to your marriage. Speak to your relationship. There is someone that is within you now. It's called the Holy Spirit. Ziko Palanosiata. Zeleke Palaha. As a ministry, we take over the nations. We take over the nations. Our voices are heard from coast to coast, from land to land. Our voices are heard up the globe as a ministry. Thank you, Father.